Truth News Network.
In the flea market of political discourse, you found the hidden Rembrandt. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And Dan Newman.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. I hope you had a great weekend. I know we did here. Weather is phenomenal in North Louisiana. It's been incredible. Our hearts still go out to our friends and family members down in Southeast Texas who just got busted with all that rain from that tropical depression. Hey, let me just fill you in on something. I have a lot of Democrat friends. Honestly, seldom do I enter political discussions with any, because seldom do those discussions result in any meaningful discourse. And when there's meaningful discourse, very seldom do we reach agreement on very much. More often than not, when current events make such conversations appropriate, they usually end in anger. And I don't get mad about stuff like that. They get mad at me. If I'm going to be honest, I must admit I usually fuel the fire of anger they express. How do I do that? I always want to know when in those discussions they make factual points, what facts on which they base their conclusion that those points really are factual. That's when the anger shows up. Want an example? Well, take climate change. Here's a sample of how most of these conversations I've had with Democrats regarding the same always sound. My friend, "Hey Dan, why don't you believe in climate change?" My response, "I believe that climate conditions change from year to year, but not in any major way that impacts the Earth permanently, because of one or several human actions." My friend then says, "Oh, you don't believe the science that proves climate change is real?" Me, "I know there are some scientists that claim they have proof, but the proof they present is immediately refuted by data from other scientists that disproves the claims of climate change." My friend, "But don't you see how drastic the weather is around us? Multiple hurricanes in southeast U.S., fires all over the world, massive changes in temperatures, famine and flooding because of crops burning up. That's proof." Me, "I know those things happen. They always have, and they always will. Those only prove one thing. Weather changes in patterns even science cannot define or because specific man-made causes. But those have not been tracked to prove the inevitability of what climate zealots are preaching, like the world as we know it will end in 12 years. My friend, "You simply refuse to accept facts. How can you be so ignorant? There's no talking to you. You won't listen to anyone. You're just like every other Republican." Me, "I'm not a Republican." My friend, "Oh, and you're not a racist either?" When emotions take over, very little can be accomplished in continuing conversations like that. But you know what? Liberals like it that way. It's virtually impossible to prove most of their positions. So in such conversations, they can escape by simply doing something we all learned as kids. When you're losing a schoolyard verbal back and forth with someone else, you simply call the other kid a bad name and walk away. Somewhere in the recent past, liberal leaders felt like their tag, liberal, had been outed by many and was being thought of as a brand of an illegitimate group, especially politically. So, what to do? Well, they decided to regain what credibility they owned in the past, that they needed to change their name. Note here, what they don't know is they never had any significant credibility. So someone came up with the idea, they decided to morph their political party and its adherents into Progressive. They didn't make a name change announcement. They didn't throw a name reveal party in which, you know, they put a bunch of different colored balloons in a big box and made some grand announcement releasing the balloons, and all the balloons had the term Progressive on the side. They just quietly switched names thinking no one would catch it. But we did. And when it happened, the inquisitive person that I am asked a simple question. Why did liberals change their name from liberals to progressives? Let's puzzle through that answer together. They never were very liberal. And the policies of today's Democrat Party are anything but progressive. I guess what they determined was confusing people as to who you are by naming yourself something you're really not might work. People will not catch on. They'll just think you're who you say you are. Why? Because you said it. There's really no other explanation for it. Does that make any sense? Well, let's take a look. The definition of liberal. Here you go. Liberal. Of, pertaining to, based on, or advocating liberalism, especially the freedom of the individual and governmental guarantees of individual rights and liberties. And let's look at the definition of progressive. Progressive, making progress toward better conditions, employing or advocating more enlightened or liberal ideas, new or experimental methods, etc. So, that brings up a few of these thoughts. Think along with me. Is the promoting a policy of taking away guns from private owners or abridging what types of guns may be privately owned? Express support for, quote, the freedom of the individual and governmental guarantees of individual rights and liberties? Does government confiscation of Americans' wealth through 50 to 75% income taxes simply for the consumption and use by our government for things which most Americans disagree, support of the freedom of the individual and governmental guarantees of individual rights and liberties? Does allowing any groups like Antifa to run wild, attack individuals, and destroy private and public property at legal and permitted free speech rallies to stop people from speaking out in support of free speech from the First Amendment, does that express support of the freedom of the individual and governmental guarantees of individual rights and liberties? Is the nonstop attacks on the rule of law in America at local, state, and federal levels really advocating more enlightened or liberal ideas, new or experimental methods? Is the demeaning of the president, members of his cabinet, leaders of ICE and the Border Patrol, for their insistence of the enforcement of our borders, is that advocating more enlightened or liberal ideas, new or experimental methods? And what about the liberal / progressive federal judges who make rulings from the bench, many of which are later overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, that stop this administration's actions simply to ensure the enforcement of all of our borders and insist on anyone and everyone who comes to this country legally and constitutionally? Are those judges advocating for more enlightened or liberal ideas, new or experimental methods? Are they being, by their own definition, progressives? There are a whole bunch more examples of our government, federal and states, taking formal steps to ignore the laws passed by the U.S. Congress and signed into law, and to further prevent law enforcement officials from enforcing those laws. None of these actions are, by their definition, liberal, and none or progressive. These actions could more correctly be called regressive or even totalitarian. Just to be honest, many of those who promote those policies do so militantly or promoting actions of true fascism. I know that's a heavy word and it's a hard word, but I'm not even going to go back and give you the definition of fascism. We've done it and written several stories about it previously at Truth News Network. Just do a search, go back and find one or two or three of them. Those actions, those people that are doing that every day and rubbing it in the faces of conservatism or practicing fascism. You know, in summary, we're seeing more and more former liberals and progressives walk away from their previous political positions. That, in itself, is not unusual. But what is unusual is that instead of applauding those who do so, standing up for their First Amendment rights, those on the left, whether they're liberals or progressive, demean those people as traitors and as being intellectually deficient. Hollywood is a prime example of that. Well, rather than continue down this road here, we've done it many, many times before. Let's wrap this up We're going to listen to one such Hollywood elite give his perspective on the matter. Take a listen to Piers Morgan. Everybody knows him. He's a famous Brit, but he lives here a lot of the time, and he has a lot to say about American politics, and he's not been very conservative in the past. Here he is with a very vocal and demonstrative liberal progressive, and he's going to give us his perspective. Piers Morgan.
Populism is rising because liberals have become unbearable. And I speak as a liberal, okay? In my core, I'm probably more liberal than not. Although fundamentally, I see myself as a journalist and I'd like to see both sides of all these things. And I can argue both. But liberals have become utterly, pathetically illiberal. And it's a massive problem. What's the point of calling yourself a liberal if you don't allow anyone else to have a different view? You know, this snowflake culture that we now operate in, the victimhood culture, the, you know, everyone has to think a certain way, behave a certain way. Everyone has to, you know, have a bleeding heart and tell you 20 things that are wrong with them. And you know, I just think it's all completely skewed to an environment where everyone's offended by everything. And no one's allowed to say a joke. If you said a joke 10 years ago that offended somebody, you can never host the Oscars, you know? So now there's no host for anything. The Emmys now just said they're not going to host either. So hosts have gone. And soon every award winner will go because everyone's a human and they're all flawed. So no one can win awards anymore because there will be no platform before they even get on the podium. So then no hosts, no stars. Then no one can make any movies because we're all flawed. So no actors, right? So suddenly, where are we? The liberals get what they want, which is a humorless void where nothing happens, where no one dare do anything or laugh about anything or behave in any way that doesn't suit their rigid way of leading a life. No thanks. So what's happening around the world? Populism is rising because people are fed up with the PC culture. They're fed up with snowflakery. They're fed up with everyone being offended by everything. And they're gravitating to forceful personalities who go, this is all nonsense. Which, by the way, it is in most cases. So why are we surprised? I'm not surprised. It doesn't mean to say that I agree with a lot of it. But it means I can understand it. And I understand why the liberals, my side, if you like, are getting it so horribly wrong. They just want to tell people not just how to lead their lives, but if you don't lead it the way I tell you to. You know, it's a kind of version of fascism. If you don't lead the life the way I'm telling you to, then I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to scream abuse at you. I'm going to get you fired from your job. I'm going to get you hounded by your family and friends.
That's Piers Morgan, a very famous liberal, or let's just call him a Democrat or a leftist, whatever. You know, none of what he is talking about that he is seeing, the same things we talk about and that we're seeing, as are you, none of those things are liberal or progressive. They're very regressive. They're restricting freedoms. They're demanding big government control. And the bottom line, for any of that to work, folks, they have to take the power of the people that is guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution away from the people and bestow it upon who? Liberals, leftists, progressives, doesn't matter what you call them. They want to take over everything, and they want to rule us in every way. Final thoughts right after this. Sit tight.
Out for some Lay's and you face a test. Which tasty chip will be the best? Sour cream and onion, smoky barbecue. Cheddar, sour cream, salt and vinegar too. You sample them all because the crisp is so good on your lips. Yeah. You left your wallet at home, but now you have a new best friend.
The many flavors of Lay's chips. One taste and you're in love.
Need more cowbell? Better yet, how about the Ring of Truth?
TNN, the Truth News Network.
And Dan Newman.
You know, putting all of this in perspective, let me just ask you a question that I've asked over and over again. When this Antifa stuff started up in Portland, Oregon, and then at the campus at Berkeley, I asked this question. What are they causing these riots about? What are they protesting? These were free speech rallies. In other words, the speakers for those speeches, those rallies, were free speech, First Amendment advocates. And the term Antifa, it's short for anti-fascist. Fascism is consolidating power under one specific purpose or one specific cause that's ruled by one specific person or one specific very small group of control, like Mussolini in Italy in World War II, and Nazism light. Antifa's there attacking those that are promoting free speech. It's the antithesis to what they're all about. Yet most people, in fact, everybody on the left, doesn't pick up on that. They support them. You know why? Because they're attacking conservatives. Conservatives are the evil people and are bringing this world down, at least in their minds. What's happening is under Donald Trump, his administration, his policies, what's happening is more power is coming back to the people. And that means taking more power that's been consolidated in Washington, D.C. And they don't like it. You know, Piers Morgan sees it, and he's not afraid to talk about it. He's got his career set. As far as he's concerned, he's more important in telling the truth about what's going on. Thanks for being here today. We like doing that, giving you truths. We'll give you the facts, give you the details, give you examples, and we always let you make up your own mind. That's what real truth is all about. You don't have a truth, and I don't have a truth. We either don't have truth at all, or we have real truth. Please, oh please, stay close this week. There's a bunch going on, and we're on top of it every day. We'll be with you, bringing you the latest, the things that you need to know about, not spin, the truth. From Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody. Have a great day.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style.
TNN. The Truth News.